Okay, today I have with me James from La Mita, California, and he's been seeing Dr. Tong for, well, you saw Dr. Tong when?
For about 5 years now.
For about 5 years. Why don't you kind of tell us how you came to see Dr. Tong?
Okay. I was in the process of getting a surgery of finally getting a, what do you call it, the bag? I can't even think right now.
Ileostomy
mm-hmm. bag permanently put on mm-hmm. because of the fact I was going to the bathroom at one point in upwards of 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I just had no control, just lots of diarrhea, and I just figured that's the only way I can go back to work because mm-hmm. it just wasn't working out.
So where did you go? What doctors did you see? Where did you go?
Well, I had what they called ulcerative colitis since about 1982, and I was diagnosed in the Navy, and I'd seen several doctors from the Navy, Kaiser Permanente, who else, Mulliken Medical Group, Robert F. Kennedy Hospital, Little Company of Mary, and
UCLA
Medical Center, that's right. I did see them for a while, mm-hmm. For a couple of years.
Cedars-Sinai.
Cedars-Sinai, I saw some specialists, and they told me that was about the only thing I could do was get the ileostomy.
Mm-hmm.
And taken...
Sorry, you took drugs?
Taken several drugs from acetylcholine, prednisone, Azacol, I think I was taking some drug called 5-MP. I think it was 6-MP. Yeah, I think it was. There was some other couple type of experimental drugs I was taking for. I believe it was for some kind of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to experiment on me.
And did any of those drugs help?
No.
Not at all.
At the beginning, the acetylcholine did kind of make things go away for a little while, but it came back after a few months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your symptoms were definitely uncontrollable, right?
Uncontrollable diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And did you do, here, let's see, was your colon removed? Did you get your colon removed?
I had a doctor talk me into getting my colon removed back in 1993,
mm-hmm.
and they had this procedure called a ileal anal pull-through,
mm-hmm.
and they told me I would go after the procedure, after having my colon removed, I'd have a temporary ileostomy bag put on,
mm-hmm.
and they would told me I would go to the bathroom afterwards about five or six times a day. I figured I could live with that.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It never happened.
Okay. You did have this done, though.
Yes, I did have it done. I had the colon removed.
And you still could not...
That's when I started going to the bathroom in upwards of 100 times a day.
And so it got worse.
It got much worse.
Okay. Okay, so then, and you had to go to the emergency room? Is that?
After my surgery, 9 days in the hospital, they sent me home, like at about noon on a Friday. I remember this very well. And at 5 o'clock in the evening, I was back in the hospital. I was throwing up. I couldn't keep any medicine down. I was in quite a bit of pain, an enormous amount of pain. And the doctors figured out that they forgot to give me prednisone, which I had bottles of it at home.
Mm.
They said I almost died.
Okay. So that was pretty much a low point.
Yeah, huh? Very low point. And this main surgery happened in October of 93. And I had complications all the way up until December. In fact, I spent all of December in the hospital other than Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, Christmas night, I ended up back in the emergency room for an emergency surgery. That's when they removed the temporary bag, found out there was a blockage, and reconnected my rectum to my small intestine, whatever I had left.
Mm-hmm. So how did you finally decide to go see Dr. Tong?
A family friend told us about Dr. Tong, and that's when I was deciding whether to get the ileostomy put on. And they said, well, it won't cost you a body part. I thought they were kind of crazy. Why want to see an acupuncturist for? So I decided, what the heck, let's try them out.
Mm-hmm. And what did you get relief or what?
I got instant relief. The next day, I think I went to the bathroom about 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
After, just before that, I was going on an average of about 30 times a day, and
uh-huh.
the next day I went to the bathroom 6 times. So
this is after the first treatment?
After the very first treatment.
Mm-hmm. And this was
in fact, I walked in looking like the Neanderthal man. I have a bad back. I have a double broken back, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
I have two plates, and that's a whole other story. I have two plates and 4 screws in my back. I walked in basically hunched over, and I walked out straight up and down.
Mm-hmm. So you felt?
Instant relief.
Mm-hmm. So his shots must have done a number on you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this was 5 years ago, and how long did you see him regularly for?
For the first few months, probably twice a week. For about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, about every 6 to 9 months.
Every 6 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you weren't seeing him, I mean, how were your habits good or how? What?
I'm the worst creature of habit. Coming from, my wife doesn't cook very well, so we go out a lot, fast food, quite a bit. I drink a lot of Pepsi. That's my worst habit. I don't drink coffee or anything like that. I don't even drink alcohol. Just Pepsi is my worst habit.
Which is still really bad.
Not as it. Bad as it used to be, but yes, I'd still drink a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying the Pepsi is bad.
Yes. Oh, extremely bad. I know.
And did you have any complications eating all this junk food all the time? Or?
For the most part, I have I don't eat certain fast food. I don't eat McDonald's anymore, as it just goes right through me.
Mm-hmm.
I try to go to places like In-N-Out, where their food's a little bit better, not much better, but
the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, yeah. Well, McDonald's is just full of hormones and garbage anyway. But you know, it's still all bad.
Uh-huh.
I know.
And you're doing okay with it?
I can't say okay. I probably
could be doing better.
Could be doing a lot better. Yeah.
But without treatments and eating the junk food, you're still...
I'm still doing pretty good.
Better than you did 5 years
ago. Oh, yes. Much better. Mm-hmm. Much better.
So you're pretty much stabilized, right?
Yeah. But then, when I let myself go and don't come down to see Dr. Tom... Well, I was living in Las Vegas, so it was kind of hard to come down here anytime I wanted to. I should probably see him more than every 6 or 9 months.
Right. At least once a month.
Yeah.
That's a good maintenance.
Which, now that I'm live down here now, I will be doing that.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. Well, you have come a long way from 5 years ago. And you can look back at it now and kind of laugh. Well, not laugh, but...
Well, there's a whole lot more story to it. We could just go on forever, but
mm-hmm.
basically I almost died 3 times
mm-hmm.
because of the complications in the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we counted over 60... I think it was 63 emergency room visits.
63. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite a bit.
In a 2-year period, 2.5-year period.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then what happened with your back?
Motorcycles. Dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm.
I broke. Let's see, compression fracture of L2, basically landed on my butt,
mm-hmm.
and I got an 18-inch scar on my back to show for it,
mm-hmm.
and. And then I broke it again about a year and a half later, being the idiot I am, riding motorcycles again. But I broke it in between the plates, from what I understand, so they didn't have to do any surgeries to it.
Mm-hmm. And how's it now? How's your back now?
Since I work construction, sometimes I have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I got to take ibuprofen or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or come see Dr. Tong. But it isn't debilitating, anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
That's good. Okay, so James is kind of an example of how powerful Dr. Tong's treatments can be. He obviously went through a lot 5 years ago, and you're pretty much stabilized now
mm.
for the most part.
Yeah.
And
yes,
now, that's good. And now you can get tune-ups every month just to keep yourself stabilized and balanced.
I'd probably do a lot more better if I ate right and treated myself better, yes.
Yeah. But on the whole, well, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Sure.